Hello, and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I'm Bill Luty. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series, we get to know these places. This week, we head to New Zealand. Our guide for Wellington's Cuba Street is Monocle's own Claire Aban.
People call Wellington the creative capital, and it's an apt name, but the main artery of this creativity, the bloodline that feeds the rest of the city, is the Cuba Precinct. This is where you'll get your culture fix, either flicking through records at the city's best vinyl shop, perusing secondhand or new books and magazines, updating your wardrobe with something vintage or a unique one-off design, or, of course, satisfying your thirst. Wellington's inner city Cuba Street isn't just a road. It's a way of life. It's where you go when you want to luxuriate over brunch, a rosé, or a laksa. Locals will spend all their time in the coffee institution Midnight Espresso, a noisy cafe which stays open long after the bars have stopped serving. On the counter is always a mountainous cacophony of pre-made food, gnarly savoury muffins toppling over generously stuffed sandwiches and fresh out of the oven oversized cookies. The music is loud, the coffee grinder constantly churning, and the murals are in your face. The best seats are at the front window, where a bench stretches the width of the space. You can perch on a bar stool and watch the world go by. After breakfast and a serious caffeine hit, mellow out the senses by visiting Slowboat Records, the city's long-standing and arguably best vinyl and music shop. Then for lunch, you'll be seeking a serene open space to provide shelter from the wind and bustle of the street. As we enter Floraditas, we're welcomed with high ceilings, concrete and tiled floors, full-length velvet curtains, grand Art Deco light shades, and furniture of mostly dark varnished oak. The menu is simple. My entree pick is the clam tiraki and fennel tip chowder. I'm going with the pasta for a main, asparagus, almond pesto, grilled lemon, minced pea tendril, and parmesan orecchiette. Now the wine list is definitely something to celebrate, so having certainly overindulged in that, I'll take an affogato for dessert. Now, time spent on Cuba wouldn't be complete without a people-watching session by the Bucket Fountain. A colourful splash of a water fountain, this area usually plays host to buskers, Hare Krishnas and Bohemians. So, you've bought some records and purchased some one-off New Zealand-designed threads. There's still a few spots you can't miss before you complete your Cuba Precinct tour. Auntie Mina's is a vegan and vegetarian Malaysian joint that's contented the bellies of its customers for over 20 years. Set up by immigrant Auntie Mina Chai, it draws on her Malay and Buddhist roots. Traditional recipes have been modified to accommodate Kiwi tastes and made vegan in response to constant customer requests. The menu offers all the classics, soups, dumplings, laksa, mee goreng, four different nasi gorengs and nasi lemak. After dinner, a short stroll up Cuba Street and you'll find Havana Bar, embracing all things Cuban, its history, music, rum, famous cigars and coffee. Here, you'll experience some of the city's best cocktails, DJs and atmosphere. So whether in New Zealand for a quick meeting or a lavish holiday, the cuisine on Wellington's Cuba Street is not to be missed. For Monocle in Wellington, I'm Claire Aban.
This has been episode 69 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune in to The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I'm Bill Luty. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.